Will you pray with me? My siblings, will you pray with me? Dear Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, that we will know you, that we will love you, and we will be truly yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, siblings. Oh, good, you're awake. I wasn't quite sure about our 8 o'clock brothers and sisters. I am glad to be here. I'm honored to be among you this morning. I bring you greetings from your siblings around the synod, because wherever I am, I feel that I bring the whole synod with me. So there are 137 congregations that are greeting you this morning through me. Grace and mercy and peace be yours. This morning, as we look at this familiar gospel, and we have the repeat of the first verse that from last week, if you were here last week, things started out a little different for Jesus, didn't it? Here he was in his hometown. Now, I'm the daughter of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York. That's home. I was ordained out of that congregation. I'm the first daughter of that congregation to be ordained, and had the distinction of being the first ordination they had since Franklin Clark Fry. He was also out of that congregation. So we have some legacy to fulfill. Yet the many times that I've been home, I've never preached in my home congregation. This morning I asked Pastor Brad if he ever preached at his home congregation. He said no. So, Pastor John, have you had that experience?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I passed through their midst.
There is a reason, I think, that we don't go home in that way. They can't help but looking at us as, you know, as they say here, is not this Joseph's son? And they, at times, they may be very pleased with us as they started out with Jesus, but then we start to tell them the truth. And they can't quite get that change of, I'm their kid, I know that. I've been able to preside at table in my home parish, but I've never preached. It could be dangerous for me to preach there. I love them dearly, but they may hear things that they don't want to hear. It becomes, as the Greek word is, skandalon. And the pastors who are, my retired colleagues who are sitting there might say, you're not pronouncing that quite right, but let it go. I'm the bishop. But it is the root of a word that's very familiar to you. And that word is scandal. Not the TV show that's now longer on, not the things we might think of in terms of scandal, but scandal meaning that kind of, how dare you? That's what they were thinking. And it's translated here, filled with rage, but they were filled with that sense of essentially Jesus having stepped out of his place. Because he was Joe's kid, they knew him well, and they heard very clearly what he was saying. It's not about us. And let's face it, none of us are really happy when we hear that it's not about us, because we really want to think that it's really all about us. And we really want to think that it's all about the people who look like us, who sound like us, who are like us, who be like us. And Jesus is saying very clearly that in the midst, Israel, it isn't about you. It's about all of those that God loves. And it ain't just you. Now, I talk about being beloved community a lot. And being beloved community means that we have an understanding of where we are in the place of God. We understand that God loves me. I get that, and most of you probably get that God loves you. But for us to understand that God loves me and God loves you 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 and God loves that guy that just walked by with the backpack on, and God loves some people that I don't. And it's important for us to get that, but that is, if we are honest, scandal to us. Because we want it to be about us, and we're very happy that God loves us, and we're very happy that God loves people like us. But we're not quite sure, when God is loving this widow at Zarephath in Sidon, or this Syrian named Naaman, or in our time, maybe it is that undocumented guy that just cleaned the coffee from our table, or it may be that homeless person that's out there, or someone who we just don't like. You see, God is a God of all, not just of us. And for the people here that Jesus was talking to in his hometown, that was scandal. Isn't it often scandal for us? Don't we struggle in the same way? Who is the Syrian in our midst? Who is the widow of Sidon for us? Maybe it's that opioid addict that is hanging around. Maybe it's that person who came in earlier this morning looking for food. She walked up to me because I had the turnaround collar, and she said, "Is there food upstairs, Pastor? I just came to see if there was food." This is a congregation that I learned this morning received a gift from Second Harvest, and that's what Forum was about. And there's going to be a food pantry here. Maybe the Syrian are the people who will come to the pantry. Maybe it's the homeless that are around us. Maybe it's the neighbor. Is that what will scandalize you? You see, we all have those things that are scandalous to us. God's amazing love that is all-encompassing, because we want to control it. We want it to be about us. That's comfortable. But being a part of this amazing, beloved community is not always comfortable. But that's okay. Trust your bishop, it really is. Because the amazing love that God shows for us enables us to be more than we are. You see, we are family in the healthiest sense. We are community. We have been brought together and blessed to be blessing. That's what it means to be beloved community. So that as yesterday I got to do a little babysitting for Walter, he's mine as much as he is yours, as he is his parents. It's important for us to understand that we are siblings together. And that means that we are church together. Not just LM, but LM connected to the 37 others. That is church. And not just South Central Synod, But South Central Synod and Diocese of Milwaukee Episcopal and all of the rest that God loves, we are church together. So today, as we gather, let us remember whose we are and not be so concerned with who we are. Because Jesus' message, yes, is often scandalous. When we think about it, it's not just about us. But it is good news when we remember that there are times in our lives where we are the other. Be blessed. Remember that you are siblings. And we walk together in this kingdom of God. Be blessed to be a blessing. And maybe be a bit scandalous yourselves. Amen. Amen.